各位弟兄姐妹朋友们下午好，欢迎大家来参加我们华人恩泽教会的主日崇拜。Good afternoon everyone, welcome to Abundant Chinese Church Sunday Worship。 下面请文英姐妹用中文学读学道见闻，我来读英文。诗篇150篇， Sister 文英We'll read the call to worship scripture in Chinese, the Psalm 150. I'm going to read it in English. Wayne, please, go ahead.
诗篇一百五十篇，你们要赞美耶和华，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。
Praise the Lord, praise the God in His sanctuary.Praise Him in His mighty heavens.
要因他大能的作为赞美他，按着他极美的大能赞大德赞美他。
Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness.
要用角声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他。
Praise Him with the sounding of trumpet.Praise Him with the harp and lyre.
要大用大声的钹赞美他，用高声的钹赞美他。
Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the string and flute.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。Please stand up, let's praise the Lord with our song. 第一首歌，让赞美飞扬。这首歌我们唱两遍，重复过一次。The first song will be Let's Praise Arise. Sing twice and repeat the chorus once.You can sing the song in either English or Chinese, whichever you prefer. Please. 心将灯敞开，那赞美从四处响起，那音符在空中飞舞，让我们的心将灯敞开。Let's pray， 让我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父上帝，我们众弟兄姐妹今天聚在你殿中，我们赞美你，我们歌颂你，我们赞美主的奇妙创造，赞美主的大爱无疆，感恩主的舍命救赎，让我们时时刻刻处处都在赞美你，传播你的大爱到世界的每一个角落。我们祈求主你的灵时时刻刻运行在我们当中，带领我们的一切直到永远。这祷告和祈求奉我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。Sit down please。 第二首歌我心灵得安宁。 The second song It's well with my soul。 这首歌三段我们通唱一遍。 You can sing the song in either English or Chinese。 OK 请 please。
就为我的 第三首歌《因受恩有》，这首歌也是三段，我们重唱一遍。The third song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We can sing either in English or Chinese. OK, 请。Thanks a lot.
It's time for scripture reading. Today's scripture is in First Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to 9.现在是读经的时间，今天的读经的经文是在历代志上29章1到第9节，我们let's read together， 我们一起用同声的方式一起读今天的经文。历代志上第29章第一节，请。大卫王对会众说，我儿子所罗门是神可选中的，年幼这功臣甚大，因这殿不是为人，乃是为耶和华神建造的。我为我神的殿已经尽力，用金子做金器，银子做银器，铜做铜器，铁做铁器，木做木器，还有红玛瑙可称赞的宝石、彩石和一切的宝石，并许多汉白玉。且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在立建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。 就是我和飞金三千他人的金链的银子七千他人的一殿殿墙，金子做金器，银子做银器，并在匠人的手制造一切。今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？于是众族长和以色列各支派的首领、千夫长、百夫长，并监管宫的官长，都乐意献上。他们为神殿的使用献上金子五千他林银一万塔利克，银子一万他林德，铜一万八千他林德，铁十万他林德。凡有宝石的都交给格顺人耶歇，送人耶和华殿的库。因这些诚心乐意献给耶和华，百姓就欢喜，大卫王也大欢喜。
谢谢，这样请长老我们祷告。
让我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you, we come with a humble heart.Today is the day the Lord has made. We will have full of joy and be glad in it. So we come with praises, with thanks give to you and enter your gate, and we sing songs to the Holy One. And today we come to get your word, to getencouragement, get nourishment, and through your word bless your servant that today he's going to preach, so that we get direction, we get encouragement, so that we live a life to please you. And you teach us our heart will be where our treasure isSo that all the blessing that we receive from you, that we know that all these are from you, so that we should honor you and we should always make your church, your ministry, our top priority, in order that we invest in the eternal kingdom.爱我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，使我们来到你的殿中，存了一个谦卑的心。因为今天是主的日子，我们当以欢喜快乐来敬拜颂赞，因为一切的好处都不在你以外。你说我们的心在哪里，我们的财宝也就在哪里。好让借助今天主你自己的仆人要传讲的信息，让我们深深体会到我们的富足一切都是从神来的，使我们的一切的财物富足都为神你自己的国度我们来献上，为将来我们来摆上，好让你的赐福临到我们，也透过我们赐福更多的人。主啊，我们也把今天我们的会员大会仰望在主的恩手，因为我们教会所采取的是会员制度，也让我们今天所要投票的来按照主你的呼召留用传道来到我们当中的服事，有主你自己的印证，因为我们看到他愿意来服事你，虽然是年轻，但是有这样一个心智，让我们一起来建造自己，也建造主你自己的仆人，也建造主你托付给我们在这个地方的教会。我们也献上感谢，我们听到陈康黄蓉的女儿在上周的一个生了一个女儿，一切母女都平安，我们献上感谢，因为生命都是你所赐的，都是奇妙，我们看到生命的奇妙，我们知道 神你是那伟大生命的造物的主宰，让我们今天的一切的敬拜从你的话语中得到激励，得到方向，得到教导，使你的名被高举，将一切的福分赐给在座每一位，因为让我们的眼光是放在永恒神你自己的国度。我们这样的祷告祈求是献上，靠着主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen. We are delighted we have Pastor Jim Price to preach to us, and Bob will do the translation.
It's wonderful to see you again today. Thank you, Elder Tim, and thank you, Bob, for translating today. While we were praying, I heard a few people coughing out there. I have been coughing for 3 months. And now it's gone to my vocal cords. Tim said I was going to be preaching today. I think I will be squeaking today. So I came prepared, my cough rag and water. And a cough drop if I need it. But I pray that God's word will still come clear to you and touch your hearts. Can you believe all of the gold and silver and bronze and iron that came into the temple during the time of David? David would die without seeing the temple completed. His son Solomon would complete the temple. No wonder enemy nations wanted to conquer Israel so they could capture all the wealth in the temple. The Babylonians came in 586 and took all the gold of the temple out. Almost 600 years later, the Romans in 70 AD burned the temple. The general did not want the temple to be burned. He wanted to grab the riches before all the gold and silver melted. That's why the Roman soldiers tore apart the foundation stone by stone to try to get the gold that melted down into the cracks. Well, so much for talking about the temple. I want to talk about being a grateful giver today. Turn in your Bibles to Luke 12 and beginning at verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, up to you, tell my brother, divide the inheritance with me." Jesus said to him, "Man, who appointed me as a judge or arbitrator between you?
耶稣说，你这个人啊，谁立我，立我做你们的断事官呢？给你们分家业呢？
Jesus did not come to settle those kind of disputes.
主耶稣没有来管这样的事。
And probably the younger brother, like the prodigal, wanted his part of the estate.
很有可能就像浪子回头里边的一个小儿子，他希望拿到他的部分的财产。
And Jesus was able to read his heart.
耶稣能够来知道感动他。
Verse 15, beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when you have an abundance does this life consist of possessions.
十五节这样说，于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Brothers and sisters, your life, my life, does not consist of our possessions.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的生活不在于家道丰富。
Our life is so much more.
我们的生命是更重要的。
Our possessions should not define who we are.
我们的财富不能定义我们是什么样的一个人。
So Jesus told a parable.
所以耶稣讲这个比喻。
The land of a certain rich man was very productive. Verse 16.
就是十六节说，就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰富。
And verse 17, this man started to reason to himself, and he said, what shall I do? I have no place to store all these crops of mine.
十七节说，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
Notice the I. What shall I do? My crops.
你看这里，他就是说我们。
Verse 18, and he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns, build larger ones, and I will store my grain in those storehouses."
路加福音十二章十八节这样说，又说我要这样办。要把我的仓房拆了，并建更大的，在那里收藏好我一切的粮食和食物的财物。
Are you kind of getting how this parable is progressing?
你们看到这个预言的故事的进展。
Jesus is referring to this guy. He said, "These are my things, and it's all about me."
耶稣把这个妇人就是说，他就是从自我的角度来讲他问题。
Verse 19, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Come, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有很多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只要安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
He's carrying on a conversation with himself.
他对自己给自己讲话。
Did you notice what's missing? Not once is he asking God what God would want him to do.
你看在他对话中，他从来没问过神要叫他做什么。
Verse 20, but God said to him, "You're a fool. This very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?"
二十节说，神却对他无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
Death came upon him suddenly.
他的命就要没有了。
Verse 21, so is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
二十一节，凡为自己的积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Our riches should have a spiritual foundation.
我们的这个财富不应该是我们属灵的基础。
We should not be laying up treasure for ourselves, but treasure toward God.
我们不应该把财富给我们自己，我们应该为神建立财富。
Let's look at this. rich fool. He was self-centered.
我们看到这个无知的妇人是自我为中心的。
How many times in this verse in English did he say the word I?
你看这个我们刚刚读的经文当中有多少次他说我？
I will do this. I will do that.
他说我要做这个，我要做那个。
Look at this. He's also self-indulgent.
他很放纵。
He was going to use them for himself.
他用这种财富来做自我享受。
He had no thoughts of other people.
他从不来考虑其他人的需要。
And then finally, he was self-confident.
他这个也很自信。
I'm going to store up all these things and I'm going to live all these years and I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry.
Oh, 他说我有足够的财富够我享用，我就一辈子就去安安乐乐、吃喝享乐吧。
Jesus called this guy a fool.
耶稣说这个是无知的。
He was a fool because God never entered into the equation.
因为耶稣为什么叫他无知呢？因为他的人生当中从来没有神。
He was only thinking about himself.
他只考虑自己的需要。
He was not thinking about either God or other people.
他从来没有想到是其他人。
What's Jesus looking for?
那耶稣在寻找什么样的人呢？
Let's look at Luke 12:42.
我们来看翻到路加福音12:42。
At the end of this parable, Jesus said, "Who is the faithful and sensible steward?" Whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give their rations at the proper time.
主说，谁是那忠心有戒事的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分配给他们呢？
Jesus is looking for faithful and wise managers of all that God has given them.
耶稣在寻找忠心而有见识的管家。
The old King James word steward is actually a manager.
英文当中 steward 其实是一个管家、管理层的意思。
Somebody who manages the property of the owner.
就是在代表雇主代表这个owner 来管理这个田产。
A faithful.And wise manager takes care of the property of his owner.
忠心又戒实的管家是为他主人好好管理的财产。
If you see all that you have as a gift from God, then you and I are called to manage all that God has given us.
因为我们的所有都是从神而来，所以我们不是主人，是管家。
First Corinthians 4, let's turn our Bibles over there if you would please.
我们翻到哥林多前书四章一到二节。
1 and 2, let a man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ.And stewards or managers of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it's required of managers that they be found trustworthy.
第四章第一节，人应当以我们为耶稣基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的，要他尽有忠心。
Paul considered the message that God had given him.To be something to be handled wisely and carefully.
使徒保罗就是认为神给他的这些奥秘，他一定要是忠心的，有智慧的去管理。
God shared with Paul the mysteries of the kingdom, and Paul wanted to safeguard that and to share it faithfully.
神向保罗使徒保罗显示他的奥秘，使徒保罗这个忠心的。很仔细地把这个神的话讲清楚。
The primary requirement of a steward or a manager is that they would be faithful of all that God has given them.
作为一个忠心一个管 管家圣灵。
You can just read it up there. It's hard to read in the back, but we are to faithfully invest all the things that God has given us.
就是这个中心的环节，就是要我们神给我们，我们要去有中心的、有目的的去投资。
Let's look up here. We must look at everything that God has given us.As a sacred trust from God. If you're a young person, your father or an uncle or a grandfather hands you $100. Consider this.As a sacred trust that you will spend it wisely, you will invest it to your best resources.
你应该把这个当做一个你长辈对你神圣的信赖，所以你把这个钱要用得很有智慧。
Well, let's consider all that God has given us.
接下来我们来看看神给我们所有的一切。
He's given us time.David writes in the psalm, teach us to number our days. That we may present to God at the end of our days a heart and life lived wisely. Paul writes,Make the most of your time during these evil times.
使徒保罗说，在这个世，这个世，这个世上，能够，尽量用这个活出更加有益的生活。
We need to use our time wisely.
我们在世上要，有智慧的利用，使用我们的时间。
And then there's your temple, my temple, that is your body.
神给我们的身体
God wants us to take care of it.
神叫我们来管理好我们的身体
Paul says in Corinthians, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
使徒保罗说我们的身体是 神的殿
If the Holy Spirit is in you, then God is in you.
如果圣灵住在你的中间神就在跟你在一起
And if you think of the temple in the Old Testament, nobody would think of going in and trashing that temple.
如果你想到旧约当中的圣殿，你就不会去乱不尊重圣殿。
So we should not be trashing our temple.
所以我们也不应把我们的身体当做垃圾，而是要应该要照顾好。
And then Paul goes on to say, "Remember, you're not your own."You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your temple.
所以保罗说，你不是你自己，你的身体是由耶稣有重价买来的，所以你要自己管理好自己的身体。
God has also given us talents.
神给我们这个恩赐才能。
Talents and spiritual gifts.
才能恩赐是从神赐来的。
Peter says, we've all been given a gift, and we need to employ it in blessing other people.
神给我们不同的恩赐，用来使我们祝福不同的人。
What is your gift?
你的恩赐是什么呢？
Working, trying to find teachers to go to China, I'm looking for people that love to teach and have a gift to teach.
我以我的例子来说，我在找能够喜欢教导圣经的，并且有这个能力的教，有这个教导恩赐。
More than a gift to teach, a passion to teach.
对教导有这个热情。
It's like if I don't teach, I'd be lost.
就像好像你如果去教圣经的话，你就觉得生活没什么意义。
Whatever your gift or talent is, whether in serving or teaching or whatever, we need to use that gift wisely.
不管你的恩赐是什么，是教导或者是不同的侍奉，我们都要把我们的恩赐很智慧的应用。
And then there's our treasures.
是我们的财富。
Don't lay up for yourselves, Jesus says, treasures on earth, where moth and dust corrupt and destroy.
耶稣说不要积财在地上，因为它会蛀牙。
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
我们要寻找天上的财富。
Let's look at some things about riches.
我们来看讨论一下有关财富的几个问题。
Think of your bank account.
来考虑到想象你的银行的账号。
Think of the stocks that you have.
想象你用的股票。
Think of the investments.
想想你现在你其他的所有的投资。
Now, let's get real. They are uncertain.
财富是有不确定性的。
The writer of Proverbs says your riches can grow wings and fly away.
也这箴言当中也说你的财富可以消失。
If you've hung around the stock market long enough, you can see how it can erode overnight.
那比如说你投资股票，有可能你的财富一夜就消失很多。
Why do you want to base your life on something that's uncertain?
为什么你会把你的生活建立在一个不确定的性上面呢？
Believe me, it's not wrong to have riches. We need to be aware of the danger of trusting them.
我们要认识到依靠财富的一个危险。
Riches are unsatisfying.
财富并不能满足人们。
Why do so many wealthy people commit suicide?
你看我世界上为什么有很多富人会自杀呢？
They think that just adding a few more riches is going to make them happy.
他并没有说富人越多，他们财富越多，他们越快乐。
I'm sorry, but I can't remember who said this, but somebody asked, what would it take, a wealthy person, what would it take to make you happy? And he said, just one more dollar.
One more dollar. 有一个观众说，我也不知道谁说的，就说啊，我一个富人怎么样使你更加快乐？他说，再多赚一块钱。
Let's face it, riches can do certain things, but they don't really satisfy.
财富是可以做一些事情，不过但是并不能给满足人。
And then they're deceitful.
财富是有欺骗性的。
Remember the seed.That fell on the weedy soil. Go ahead. The soil with thorns.
比如说这个这个有这个荆棘的土壤。
And the weeds grow up and choke out the plant. And Jesus says, that's the deceitfulness of riches.
那个。
Seeds are planted, the weeds choke them out, and the weeds are those riches that you think are going to bless you.
这个野草把这个种子遮住了。
So let's go on. What about the danger of riches?
那财富会带来什么危险呢？
It may lead to undivided or to divided allegiances.
财富会带来我们对上帝的不忠。
Remember Jesus said, you can't serve God and money.
在马太福音当时耶稣这样说，你一个人不可以同时侍奉马门跟神。
You can serve God and faithfully use the money he's giving you, but you can't serve both of them.
你可以用钱来做神的施工，但是你不可能一个人同时侍奉两个主，神跟金钱。
Our riches may lead to ruin and destruction.
财富可以带来毁坏跟破坏。
Paul writes to Timothy, tell the people in your congregation that are trusting in riches, trying to accumulate more because it's going to lead to ruin and destruction.
保罗在哥林多前书说，你如果在财富上更多的积累，会导致毁坏跟
more danger may lead to pride and false security.
财富会带来我们骄傲跟虚假的保障。
look at the pride. My bank account is bigger than your bank account. That means when trouble comes, I'm going to last longer than you are. Pride and false security is a huge danger of riches.
骄傲跟虚假的保障是财富带来的很大的危险。
Let's take a look at a lesson on grateful giving. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles.
那我们来看这个一个感恩的一个奉献的一个很好的例子来看，我们翻到历代至上。
First Chronicles 29. All right, let's take a look at this section of scripture. A grateful giver realizes certain things. First of all, God is the owner of all things. Look at verse 10, David's prayer. So David blessed the Lord in the sight of the assembly. David said, Blessed art thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, thine is the dominion, O Lord. You exalt yourself as head over all.
这是大卫的祷告，是在历代至上29:10开始。所以大卫这个会众称颂耶和华，称颂耶和华说：“耶和华我们的父，以色列的神是应当称颂，直到永永远远。耶和华尊大，能力荣耀，强盛威严都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且以为至高，为万物之首。”
Look what David is acknowledging. He's saying, God.You own everything. The heavens are yours. It helps David remember how insignificant he really is in the big scheme of things. God is ruler over all his creation.Look at the last part of 11 again. Thine is the dominion, O Lord. You exalt yourself as head over all. God is not only the owner of all things, He is the ruler of all things. Let's look at verse 12. Both riches and honor come from thee. Thou dost rule over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone.
这十二节这样说，尊贵、丰富、珍贵都从你而来，你要治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。
All that you and I have ultimately comes from God. We say, oh, I made that happen. Ultimately, no, it comes from God. God has given you the ability to gain wealth.
神给我们的能力能够获取财富。
Whatever job you have, you earn money. God has given you the ability to do that.
不管你现在做什么工作，养家糊口，是神给你这个谋生的能力。
If it involved being a wise business person, God gave you that ability.
如果你是一个很聪明的生意人，是神给你这样的能力。
I mean, he created you from the womb.
他从你母亲的子宫当中来塑造你。
If you graduate from college, God has given you the ability to graduate from college.
如果你从大学毕业，是神给你这个能力，从大学毕业。
Or an entrepreneur to begin a business, God has given you the ability to do that.
比如说你是一个企业家，是神给你这个能力，能够来管理这个企业。
So recognize this, that God gives us the ability to gain wealth.
所以要记住，是神给我们这个能力来获取财富。
And then let's look at 13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee. And we praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer as generously as this?
十三节这样说，我们的神啊，现在我们尊重你，赞扬你荣耀之名。我算什么呢？我的名算什么呢？竟能如此乐于奉献，因为万物都从你来，我们把你从有的献给你。
David is considering this a privilege that the people give, are able to give back to God.
大卫王认为能够奉献是一种特权。
Whenever we give to the church or any mission or whatever, we should consider it a privilege that we're able to do that.
每当我们奉献给教会或者其他的慈善机构，我们应当认为这是一种特权。
Look at the last part of 14. Giving to God, that's like the last part of 14. For all things come from thee, and from thy hand we have given thee.
就十四节后半节这样说，因为万物都从你。我们把你从了你得到的来献给你。
So let's understand it this way. When we give, we're returning to God a portion of all that He's given to us.
当时我们在奉献的时候，其实因为所有的东西都是属神的，所以我们奉献的时候只是把神给我们的部分，给我们的全部当中一部分来回归神。
God is just asking for a portion of everything He's given to us to be given back to Him for His work.
Yeah, 只是我们把神赐给我们的全部当中的一小部分来奉献给神。
And then finally in verse 15, for we are sojourners before thee. We're tenants, as all our fathers were.Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there's no hope of living longer than you have for us.
29章15节这样说，我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居，与我们的列祖一样。我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。
Let's go on about the grateful giver.
我们来看到一个感恩的奉献有什么特质。
Keep your hand in 1 Chronicles because we're going to come back there a little bit later. So,
你把你的圣经还是放到这个历代之上29章。
So, what are the marks of a grateful giver? Number one, a grateful giver gives willingly.
一个感恩的奉献，第一个特征就是能够乐于奉献。
Look at verse 9 in 1 Chronicles 29. The people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly.
这个历代志上29章第9节这样说，因为这些人诚心乐意献给耶和华，百姓就喜欢，大卫王也带来什么。
And the same thing is said in verse 17. God tries the heart, He delights in uprightness. I, in the integrity of my heart, have willingly offered all these things. So now with joy, I've seen your people who are present here make their offerings willingly to thee.
在这个十七节也是有这样的一个表述。
So if you are going to be a grateful giver, you and I need to be able to give willingly, not grudgingly.
如果我们是一个感恩的奉献，我们就应当乐意奉献，而不是有有抱怨奉献。
When you give to the Lord's work, there should be no grumbling, but there should be joy and willingness.
当我们为神的事工奉献的时候，我们应当快乐。
Also, we are to give sacrificially.
我们把这个奉献作为祭。
Go to 1 Chronicles 21.
我们翻到这个历代志上21章。
David wanted to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 21:18. The angel of the Lord said, commanded Gad to say to David, David shall go up and build an off altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up at the word of Gad, which he spoke in the name of the Lord. Now Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons who were with him, and Ornan was threshing wheat. Let's stop at verse 20. Verse 21, and David came to Ornan. Ornan looked and saw David, and he went out from the threshing floor, and he fell down, bowing at David's feet, and his face to the ground. And David said to Ornan, give me the site of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar to the Lord. For the full price you give it to me, that the plague may be restrained from the people. Let's stop at the end of 22.
那是阿南正在打麦子，回头看见天使，就和他四个儿子都藏起来了。大卫来到了亚阿南那里，亚阿南看见大卫，就从禾场出来，脸伏于地，向他下拜。大卫对阿俄南说：“你将这禾场与相连之地卖给我，我必给你主价，我好在其上为耶和华，做一座坛，使民间的公寓。”
So David comes to Ornan and says, I want to use your threshing floor because I want to build an altar to the Lord. And Ornan says, good, David, I'll give it to you. Verse 23, Ornan said, take it for yourself and let my lord the king do what is good in his sight. See, I'll even give you the oxen for the burnt offerings, the threshing sledges, the wood, the wheat, the grain. I'm going to give it all to you, David. Stop right there at
23.
So Ornan's being generous to the king. He's saying, David, you're the king. You don't need to pay me anything. I'll give you everything to need for the sacrifice. Verse 24, David said to Ornan, no, I will surely buy it for the full price. I will not take what is yours to the Lord or offer an offering that costs me nothing.
24节，大卫王对阿伦南说，不然，我必用竹价向你买，我不用你的物献给耶和华，也不用白得之物献为燔祭。
That's the definition of a sacrifice. Is it cost you something?
这个就是献祭的一个定义，献祭是要有代价的。
You put money in the offering plate, you could have said, man, I could have used this money for a pizza or cooked pot chicken, but you give it sacrificially. Of course, we can think of many things we can do with the money that we give. That's why we call it a sacrificial offering.
我们可以用我们奉献的钱来做许多很大的事情，所以我们说这个奉献是牺牲的奉献。
Another mark of the grateful giver. He gives secretly.
另外感恩的奉献的特质是暗中奉献。
Go to the book of Matthew, if you would, please.
我们翻到马太福音六章。
Chapter 6.
六章。
Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you have no reward. When you give alms, don't sound a trumpet, as you hypocrites do. And in the streets, they may be honored by men. I say to you, the reward is in heaven. But when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you.
六章第一节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的时候行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答。
The Pharisees love to gather lots of coins and throw it in the offering cup, and it would clang, and everybody would see, oh, how much did he give?
那法利赛人就喜欢这个，把这个钱扔在这个。
Do you want people to notice how much you give? Then you're giving for the wrong reason. I remember when I was a full-time pastor years ago, somebody in our congregation handed me an envelope and he said, Jim, there's a check in here. So I put it in my pocket, said I'll give it to our treasurer. And he said, don't you want to see how much it is? I did not want to see how much it is.
我说我不想知道。
In fact, this is just our church. But the only one who ever knew who gave, how much, how often was our treasurer.
这今天我们教会当中知道奉献数目的人只是我们教会的司库。
Did you know the temptation?
因为有这个诱惑。
If you have somebody that gives a lot, you're going to make sure that they like the music you play. So a pastor, like any other person, would tend to cater to the big givers.
So this is the pastor would look at these big givers, and would cater to the big givers.
If you're looking to be noticed, you're giving for the wrong reason. God knows. Nobody else needs to know. A grateful giver gives regularly. Go to 1 Corinthians 16.
我们来翻到哥林多前书第十六章。
1 and 2, concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so to you also, on the first day of the week, let each one of you put aside and save. as he may prosper, that no collections be made when I come.
16章第一节，论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加勒太的众教会，你们也当怎样。每逢七日第一日，更要在自己的镜下抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献错。
Paul is basically saying, give regularly. Make it a habit. I know somebody who used to say, I'll see how much money I have at the end of the month, and if I have a little, I'll throw it in the offering. That offering should be our first fruits. It should come first. It doesn't matter how often you give, once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, but just give regularly. A grateful giver gives generously. Look at 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Paul is just saying, give generously. Give according to your abundance. We are also to give cheerfully. Verse 7, let each of you just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver.
第九章第七节这样说，个人要随本心所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为乐的捐的乐意的是神所喜爱的。Peggy
and I have attended two different churches where the pastor says, we're going to take an offering now, and then what does the congregation do? They all start clapping.
我跟我太太去一个教会，那个牧师说，我们现在要设奉献了，其他会众就开始拍手。Whether
a plate is passed, or you drop it in a box, or you mail it in, we need to give cheerfully.
不管你是邮寄这个给教会，还是在放在教会奉献箱里，我们都要有乐意奉献的心智。
Then look at the next few verses, verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound to you, that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance in every good deed. First, jump down to 10. Now he who supplies seed to the sower, bread for food, will supply, multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the harvest of your righteousness.
神人将各样的恩赐多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能行各样的善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，重济贫穷，他的能力存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。You
don't give to get.
你奉献的目的并不是想有回报。Some
of those people on TV will tell you, give $1,000 and I believe you'll get $10,000 in the mail by the end of the year.
电视上你会看到有人说，哦，你现在捐1000块钱，有可能你会得到1万块钱回来。Give
expecting that those funds to be used to bless others.
我们的对奉献的期待是应该能够祝福他的。
Or to bless the church.
祝福教会。
and give, knowing that God will in some way bless you for your generosity.
你知道，只要你乐意奉献，神会赐福给你。
It may not be more money, but there will be blessings that are far greater than money.
这个神的保守，并不是说只是财务上的，有可能比这个金钱更大。
Let me wrap this up. I'd like you to turn to Luke chapter 14.
我们最后做个总结，我们来翻到路加福音第十四章。
Verse 33. Jesus talks about being a disciple.Therefore, not one of you could be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
路加福音是33节。这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门。
Now that's a real head scratcher.
这个我们就会抓伤脑子。
But before we panic,I want you to go over to Luke chapter 18.
我们翻到路加福音第十八章。
And verse 22.
二十二节。
Jesus is talking to the rich young ruler. And he says, one thing you lack, sell all that you have, distribute it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Come follow me.The word Jesus uses in both places is the Greek word apotasitai. And it means to sell or to give up. Now here's the difference between the rich young ruler and the disciple. To the rich young ruler, Jesus used the tense of the verb that said, go do it now, do it once, you don't need to keep doing it, because once you sell everything, then you're going to come follow me.
那耶稣对这里这个十八节当中，富人虚荣的是说你只要把这个财产卖掉，甚至一次，不用一直来卖，就是卖掉一次就可以了，然后跟着我。
But to the disciples, Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple unless you give up everything that you have.
那对门徒说，如果你不扯下一切的，就不可能做神的门徒。
And that's in the present tense.
那是现在态，现在时态。
That means keep doing it.
意思就是说一直要做。
It means get detached.From your possessions.
换句话说，不要把你的跟你的财富来分开来。
Every morning when you get up, open your hands and say, God, all I have is from you. Help me not to be attached to my possessions.
每天早上我们起来的时候，我们就说，神啊，我的一切都是你的。我不要为这个财富来困扰我。
I hope that we've been able to see that our possessions should not define us.
我希望我们的财富不可以来定义我们什么样的人。
God wants us to give gratefully and joyfully and generously.
神要我们能够慷慨奉献，乐意奉献。
Never begrudgingly.
不要作难。
God is the owner of everything that you have, and He's asking that we return to Him just a portion of what He's given to us.
我们的所有的一切都是神给我们的，我们奉献只是还给神给我们的一小部分。
It's my prayer that this congregation would be filled with grateful givers.
我的祷告是我们的教会能够有很多的
Let's pray. Lord, I pray for every person here that we would have the right concept of possessions. That we would realize that all that we have comes from you.
我们能认识到我们所有的一切都是从你而来。
Let us not hold tightly to what you have given us.
我们不要把你给我们的看得太重。
We want to be faithful managers of the resources you've given us.
我们要做一个忠心的一个管家。
Help us to do that, Lord.
神啊，帮助我们这样做。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bob.
好，我这个就是讲一下 CDM.
Okay.
我来讲一下这个 CDM camp 啊，就是这个金 CDM camp， 我是来看一看。好 ，CDM camp 已经开始报名，我这个报名表这个都有了。初中营是从7月22号到7月27号，高中营是从7月29号到8月3号，报名截止日期6月30号。那这个交通安排跟去年一样，就是初中营母会会有这个 van 再送我们孩子去，这是免费的。高中营他们还是住一个大巴士。每人还是30块，跟去年一样。如果对我们教会经常来我们教会的一些青少年孩子们，我们教会会补贴100元，费用就是一个礼拜的费用是340元，所以我们补贴的话就240元，这不包括这个交通这个巴士的费用外，还是跟去年同一个地方。好，就谢谢大家。
Thank you.
minutes quiet time so that we can reflect ourselves before God. 我们在主的面前，我们来清唱自己。 is a reminder that Jesus, he sacrificed his body on the cross for our own sake. 这便是当我们想起主耶稣牺牲他的身体在十字架上是为着我们。当我们吃的时候，我们来纪念他。We eat this in remembrance of him. 一起来。下面我们请范正生弟兄为杯祝谢。
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为我们在这里，在今天中来纪念你，纪念我们，流着宝血洗净我们的罪，洗净我们。时刻提醒我们，让我们有感恩的心，让我们知道我们是一个罪人，但是我们有主和我们在一起，我们活得有信心，我们坚定持住，最终活出一个模像。我们感谢主，感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名祈，阿门。
The juice in this cup reminds us, and it is a symbol, that Jesus shed his blood on the cross, and the blood washed away our sin. 这杯里面的葡萄汁提醒我们，也是一个象征，主耶稣所流的血在十字架上洗净我们的罪。 And the tomb is empty and he rose again, and one day he is coming back, and we're looking forward for his coming. 所以坟墓是空的，他已经复活，有一天他要再回来，我们等待他的回来。 And we drink this together with thanksgiving, 让我们一起来领受感恩的心。
For this very timely message, as about the grateful giver and offering, as this message directly related to our important decision our church member need to make today regarding the hiring of the new pastor and associate budget increase. So, thank you. 谢谢牧师。白斯牧师跟我们讲这个信息，因为这信息关于奉献的信息，因为这信息跟我们今天我们会众要做的集锦有直接的关系。因为我们教会大家知道，我们教会要聘募的施工，还有相对的增加预算，我们今天就要做表决，所以感谢牧师给我们的这很重要的信息。And praise God, over the past three weeks, many brothers and sisters fast either breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and fast, and we pray for God's guidance on the Deacon Board's proposal to hire Liu Yong as our full-time pastoral staff, and also associate budget increase. And we thank God. Today we're going to have right after the service we're going to have a special meeting so our members can decide. 感谢神，我们教会有很多的弟兄姐妹在过去三周的进士祷告求神的指引，让我们教会能够做出决定，让我们关于我们执事会做的提议刘勇传道到我们教会做副探的牧师，还有我们相对的预算的增加。我们在会后就会有在十分钟过后，我们会晚上有十分钟过后就会有开会。如果你们还没有拿到还没有签到的话，请到时候完以后就到后面去签。And you just heard the brother Bob announcement about CBN camp registration. So registration already just started today. And we have CBN camp for middle schools July 22nd to 27th and high schools 29th to August 3rd. 大家刚才听到龙宝弟兄关于那个 CBN camp 的报名，所以从今天开始从报名是在是新兵中学是在7月22号，初中生7月22号到27号，高中生是从29号到8月3号，所以这是 a reserve day. It's a very good. We have very good feedback from all those kids that went to shipping camp before. So after the camp, already I see the his smile already. And yeah, 他们有很好的那个反馈，都有很好的收着，所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们的带让自己的小孩参加。Also, there's another announcement regarding our family retreat. So our annual family retreat will be August 16th to 18th. And this year we have a new location. It's in Zypher Presbyterian Conference Center. Yeah, it's right beside the lake. So it's the same place that we used to take our youth group for spring retreat. 所以我们今年教会的那个 Family Retreat 呢是在在一个新的地方，在那个 Tahoe 边上，所以离这边大概要 almost 2 hours 两小时啊，但是这个风景非常非常漂亮，我们去过几次，所以请大家预留时间。So please reserve the date. It's again August 16th to 18th, from Friday 开始 ，Friday August 16th. And also was reminded ask people to there's a service schedule in the back, the table in the back for this the new season. So if you haven't got any schedule, it's right in the desk behind. 那个刘群姐妹叫我跟大家说，那个新的服事表已经出来了，所以大家可以在后面拿。I think that's all the items I have. Let's stand up and go. 翻译送。
Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.
Please be seated. 请坐。